Hello, my name is Ivan. I'm calling from Opinion Research. How are you? Hello?
Good.
I'm calling from Opinion Research. Actually, I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problem facing our nation, state, and local communities. Are you already registered to vote?
Yes.
Oh, okay, perfect, perfect. And in what state did you register to vote?
What?
And which
Sorry,
state?
My English is not good.
Yes, in which state did you register to vote?
Oh, in Michigan.
Michigan. Thank you, thank you. And just to ask you real quick, in what year did you born?
1970.
Oh, 1970. Thank you so much for that. Okay, perfect. Well, actually, I know that it's kind of a long way off right now from the elections, but what are the chances for you that you will vote in November election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain that you will vote, or you will probably vote? Are your chances are 50-50, or do you think you won't vote?
I just vote.
Yeah, well, but you will vote definitely, or you probably will go to vote, maybe?
Definitely.
Oh, you almost attained. Okay, perfect. And if you have to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now, in your own words?
I think it's immigration.
Immigration. Thank you, thank you. Appreciate it. So it's immigration. Thank you. And also now thinking about back to 2020 presidential elections, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden? Or like many other people, did you skip that one?
Joe
Biden. Oh, okay. Thank you. And thinking again about this November election, if the elections for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr. or Green Party candidate Jill Stein or Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
I don't know. I'm still thinking.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So you are on the side. Yeah. You don't know exactly who you will vote for.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Gotcha. Thank you. Well, if the elections were held today and you had to decide right now, what would you lean towards voting for? Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
I think Joe.
Joe Biden. Thank you. Thank you. See, some people feel more certain about who they will planning to vote, right, while others are still considering their opinions or options, regardless of who you will plan to vote for, please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100 for you to score that. 0 means that the chances are that you will vote for them, there's like no chances, and 100 means that you will definitely vote for them. What about Donald Trump? How you will score him from 0 to 100 that you will vote for him?
I think 0.
0. Thank you. And what about Joe Biden? How you will score him?
I don't know, 50.
50? Thank you. Thank you. So, thank you. So, it's 50 for Joe Biden. Thank you so much for your opinion. And thinking about the elections of November, if the elections for Congress were held today, would you be voting for the Republican candidate or Democratic candidate in your district?
I'm not sure.
Not sure yet. Okay, so you're on the side. Thank you, thank you. Well, if the elections were held today and you had to decide right now, to which candidate you will lean more, the Republican candidate or Democratic candidate?
Probably Democrat.
I'm sorry?
Democratic.
Okay, thank you, thank you. And who do you trust more when it comes to the issues for immigration? Donald Trump in the Republican Party or Joe Biden in the Democratic Party?
I think nobody, anything make any good things for immigration.
Okay, okay. So you will, neither of them. So you will just not vote, I mean, not trust none of them.
No.
Okay, I hear you, I hear you. Thank you for your opinion on that. Please indicate whether you strongly disagree, somewhat disagree, or somewhat agree, or strongly agree with each of the following statements. If President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens, would you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree on that?
Disagree.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you so much. What about if President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation rates? How would you feel? Strongly agree, somewhat agree, or strongly disagree?
I'm disagree because he left all the American citizens out of the option.
Oh, okay. Well, here is just if in any cases President Biden should prioritize like protecting the immigrants, right? That's most likely the question. Saying, would you be strongly agree on that or disagree?
Disagree.
Okay. Thank you so much. If President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure in the cities and the states experiencing an increase in the arrival of vulnerable migrants, would you be strongly agree, strongly disagree, somewhat agree, or somewhat disagree on that?
Disagree.
So you'll be strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
No, like, only disagree.
Okay, thank you so much. And if President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work in essential jobs and contribute to the economy, would you be agree with that, strongly agree, or somewhat disagree, or somewhat disagree? Go ahead.
I don't know. This is unbalanced because I don't know exactly what happened.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I understand. See, well, it's just in any cases, if he would like to prioritize and authorize for the undocumented immigrants to work, you know, and still contribute to the economy of the United States. How do you feel about that? I mean,
I don't know. I don't think about that.
Okay, so you will be like neither agree or disagree, right? You won't just like on the side on it.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Uh-huh. Understand. Thank you for your opinion on that. See, I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. For each, tell me whether you disagree or agree that the president should take actions to protect them. Let me see. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years. Would you be strongly agree for President Biden to protect them? Or strongly disagree, somewhat agree, strongly agree?
I don't exactly what about this question?
On the side, okay. Yeah, see, this is in case if Joe Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, right? People that doesn't have papers, and they already passed a background check, and they've been living in the United States and working also for over 10 years. If you will be, like, agree for him to protect them, somewhat agree or somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree.
Agree.
You will be agree with that?
Mm-hmm.
So you'll be strongly agree with that. Okay, thank you so much. And if President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, let's say, who pass a background check and work essential jobs like farm workers, you know, the people that work on the farms, mm-hmm. for Joe Biden to protect them, would you be strongly disagree, somewhat disagree, or somewhat agree, or strongly agree?
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. Thank you, thank you. What about if President Biden should protect the undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass background checks and cannot safely return to their countries, right, due to war, natural disaster, or other dangerous conditions? Is that okay for you? I mean, you will be agree with that, that Biden should protect them, or disagree, strongly disagree?
Some agree.
Thank you so much. And if President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass background check and are married, they are married to American citizens, right? Is that okay? I mean, you will strongly agree on that? Or disagree?
Agree.
Or you'll be agree. Strongly agree or somewhat disagree?
No, somewhat.
Somewhat disagree. Thank you, thank you. Thank you for that opinion, ma'am. Actually, remember, your opinion always counts. Thank you also for your patience. Please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reforms will make you less more likely to vote in the 2024 elections, right? The President Biden, see, the prompt is, the President Biden enacted the program, will that make you less, or, you know, for you to vote in the 2024 election? So you just have to, you know, give your opinion on that. If a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to an American citizen, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. That's kind of the same question that I was asking you before, right? Would you feel much likely, you know, somewhat more likely, much less likely, or somewhat?
Some likely.
Somewhat more likely. Okay, thank you so much. If a program that keeps families together by ensuring the undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation, how would you feel about that one? Would be like less likely, more likely, somewhat?
Much likely.
Thank you. If a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to an American citizen, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years and protected from deportation. How do you feel about that one? Much more likely, somewhat, or somewhat less likely?
Somewhat likely.
Somewhat more likely. Okay, thank you. And if a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, and they are protected from deportation, how would you feel about that one? Somewhat more likely. Okay, thank you so much. And if a program that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their countries and due to dangerous conditions, right, and to relieve pressure on the cities and states experiencing an increase of arrivals and vulnerable migrants. How do you feel about that one? This program will, like, release the pressure, right, that is experiencing on the cities that are having a lot of arrivals of migrants, right, and they cannot return to their countries, and they just giving them work permits, like temporary work permits, to protect them. How do you feel about that?
Agree.
Oh, you agree? So it will be much more likely or somewhat?
Much
more likely. Thank you.
Yeah, if they have permission, they have to pay taxes and everything.
Yeah, that's true. You're right about that. Yes. What about if a program that grants work permits to the undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy, right? To our economy. How do you feel? You feel somewhat more likely, much more likely, or somewhat less likely?
Somewhat likely.
Somewhat more likely. Thank you. And if a program that grants work permits to these undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy, what would you think about that one?
Somewhat
more likely. Thank you so much. We're almost getting off of it, done with this, ma'am. Thank you for your patience. See, please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following. If Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver and earn a pathway to the citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the United States for over a decade, would you be very concerned on that? Somewhat concerned, a little concerned? Not at all concerned?
Concerned.
It will be very concerned for you or somewhat?
No, only concerned.
Somewhat. Okay, thank you, thank you. What about if Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum in internment camps near the border, right, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants, like immigrants, right? Would you be very concerned on that? Somewhat concerned? A little concerned? Not at all?
No.
Not at all?
No.
Okay, not at all concerned. Okay, thank you. And if Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos and the border benefit them politically, right? So they can kill a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system. Would you be very concerned on that? Somewhat concerned?
I'm disagree.
Disagree on that?
Yeah.
So it would be like, if you disagree, would it be like, you will be very concerned on that? Okay, thank you, thank you. And if Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reforms during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they won, right? After they have won, would that be very concerned for you? Somewhat concerned? Little concerned?
Little concerned.
Thank you. And if Donald Trump and Republicans are racist, you know, and stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities. Would you be very concerned of that? Somewhat concerned, little concerned, or not at all?
Little concerned.
Thank you. Appreciate it on that, ma'am. See, I'm going to reach you real quick, different approaches, right? Former President Trump and President Biden have proposed it when it comes to immigration. And I would like for you to tell me which approach comes closer to your own view, even if neither of is exactly right. Right? Let me see. Donald Trump says, we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been living in the country. That's Donald Trump, right? And Joe Biden says that we must create an orderly and secure process at the border. Which approach comes more closest to your own view? Donald Trump or Biden?
I don't know. I don't understand what
not sure on that. Okay, so let me go ahead. Okay, thank you for that. Appreciate it. And that, well, after hearing all this information and some more information of that, let me ask you again about this November's election. If the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
I think John.
Trump? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you.
John. Oh, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Who you say? Oh.
Joe. F. Kennedy.
Oh, F. Kennedy. Thank you. I'm sorry. I can barely hear you. Apologize. Okay, thank you for that opinion, ma'am. As best you can say, do you personally know anyone who's undocumented, like an immigrant, or in this country without papers? Do you know anyone like that?
No.
No. Okay, thank you so much. Appreciate it. And in a typical week, do you see any of the following sources to get your news and information, like for you to inform yourself? Do you inform yourself through Facebook, OAN, Instagram, MSNBC or CNN, TikTok, WhatsApp, Spanish language radio programs, Fox News, Univision, YouTube, any of those that you use to inform yourself?
No, at this time.
You don't use any of those? Okay, thank you so much. Okay, let me see real quick. Appreciate it. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions. This is for statistical purposes, right? From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage? Like, where are they coming from?
Who?
Yeah. If you can tell me from which country does your family trace their heritage, like where your roots are coming from?
My roots have come from Mexico.
Mexico. Thank you so much. Appreciate it, ma'am. And where are you born? In the United States mainland? Or in Mexico, or any other country?
Mexico.
Mexico. Thank you so much. 1 second. Appreciate that, ma'am. And also, what language do you primarily speak in your home?
My home, when I born, is Spanish.
Spanish. Only Spanish. Okay. Thank you so much. And generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican or Democrat, or what?
Democrat.
Democrat. Thank you, thank you. And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
At this time, not very strong.
Strong. Okay, yes. thank you. Thank you, appreciate it. Thinking in a political term, like political terms, right, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Liberal.
Liberal. Thank you. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed, then?
Nine.
Okay, thank you so much. Appreciate it. 1 second here. Perfect. And what is your religion, if it's any, right?
Catholic?
Okay, thank you so much. And finally, strictly for verification purpose by my supervisor, can I have only your first name?
Maria.
Maria. Thank you, Mrs. Maria. I appreciate it. Actually, thank you for your time and your interest in participating. If in a follow-up research study, right, participants in the research are compensate if you would like to have, we'll have to have a time in sharing your opinion and more in depth, right? An open-ended way. Can we know that you are interested in a follow-up, like research study, and that you may be, can we contact you in the future for any other study?
Not now.
Not now. Okay, thank you. No worry about it. It's just your opinion here, right? This concludes our survey today, ma'am. Thank you very much for your participation, basically. I appreciate a lot your patience with me. And keep in mind that your opinion is always important. This right here is very confidential, so no worry about that, ma'am. We just need to have everybody's opinion to know exactly where everybody at, ma'am. And hopefully this impact, you know, and everything here in the States. And I appreciate your time also, ma'am, and I wish you a wonderful rest of the day.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.